to the Memre from Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel, in Shomim Loilegane Veloilegazlen, Elolenezokim. In Shomim Loilegane Veloilegazlen, Elolenezokim. We don't do a Shumo, how much the Nevele is worth, not Legane Veloilegazlen, Elolenezokim. Vani Oimer Av Leshoyel. And Rashi said, Pshat Omar Shmuel, Minag Dayonimu, Shein Shomim Loilegane Veloilegazlen, Shim Gona Vegozal Behemo, Kalim Venifchasu Etzloi. Ein Shomim Anevele Veashvorim Lebailim, Shiach Zrigane Vapras, the difference. Ela Yeshalem Behemo Shleimo Vekalim Ulim, Veashvorim Shaloi, Vashainkem Benezokim, Shom Kidrsi Veameisi Eloi. So, Beetzem, the Memre von Shmuel, the Memre von Shmuel, what is the Memre von Shmuel? The Memre von Shmuel is that Ein Shomim Loilegane Veloilegazlen, but in Nezokim we do Shume. Now, we said yesterday the Ore in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say Gornish. He just explains what is the Pirush Amilas Ein Shomim. Don't think that you could use the Pras of the Nevele and add the difference, the Shvorim, to the Chayfetz HaSholem and pay the Beinev HaBeinev, the Nevele is 50, to add 150, and altogether you will have 200. Just you have to pay 200, and the Shvorim belong to the Ganev and the Gazlin. Masha'inkim Benezokim, and Rashi brings down the Pasuk, instead of Yoshiv, Rashi brings down the Pasuk, V'Ameisi Eloi. And the Shaila was, what is the Avonah Sadvori? And we mentioned Mamesh Bektzor, there was three Mahalchim that you could have learned Rashi, as the Mahalch of Doruch HaShulchan, that Rashi is a Takone de Rabbonon, the Takone de Rabbonon, Chazal made a takone. What is the takone de Rabbonon? The takone de Rabbonon is that Be'etzem Alamol is Yoshim L'Rabbi Shavakesef Afilu Subin. But Ganev and Gazlin, there were more machmer with the Ganev and Gazlin. Why take there were more machmer with the Ganev and Gazlin? There's a lot of svores. Yesterday we said one svore, we could say another svore today. The reason there were machmer in the Ganev and Gazlin, Ganev and Gazlin Alamol are Poshea. He went and he stole. He went and he got it. A mazik, yisoidu of mazik, amol tak is a mazik biyodai. But the yisoid, b'mzok, the chefze from babekam is velo yishmerenu. It's a mazik biyodai. It's also a person, odom da azik be'emes. It's not tak eichet, in odom a mazik, you have also the mitzias of odom a mazik. But the yisoid of chiyuv nezokim is shmiroson olecho. So, avada, ganev and gazlin, the mahus of ganev and gazlin is alamol biyodai, b'meizid, Ganev b'shegeg is a sofek in k'tzoy, so b'chlal sidoa zazach v'ganev b'shegeg. So there were more machmir in the Ganev v'gazlin from a mazik. Yesterday we said more svores, but that's in be'etzem the yisayin ha-svore. That there were more machmir in the Ganev v'gazlin. There's more reasons that people will steal. A person wants someone's food, he will steal the food. Then I have to pay back. Forget, he can't sell. He has a lot of chafotzim in his house, and he doesn't have money. He will steal, so I will pay back. Take my table, take my chair. Instead of selling it and making money, he will just steal, use what he needs, and for paying back. So Chazal made a takona that you have to pay back with money. We said anyway, the minhag hadayonim, the diuk is a shvach diuk. So this pshat we said is nishkin the mahalach. The second mahalach in Rashi could have been, like Tesis himself says b'das Rashi, gzeira sakosu, ka'in shegozal yachzir. You have to give she'in shegozal. Till the Rosh brings down the postuk also, and the Rosh thinks that the Pasuk is so stark. Zog the Rosh, so why you could pay money? Zog the Rosh, malihem malidmeim. The Rosh B'teich HaDvorim says, was a tzad kein shegozal. You mamash have to go, find the zel b'cheifet. When you find it, go and bring it back. Zog the Rosh, ve'av domim, shemalihem malidmeim. Not fakir, you could pay with money, or with a zel b'cheifet. You have to pay money, you have to pay the zel b'cheifet, and you have to pay chayfetz, the zel b'chayfetz, and if you want, you don't have to pay davka the zel b'chayfetz. You could pay also money. Could be a mitzvah of also to pay money. But the mahus be'etzem, the ikar hadavar is to pay ka'ein shegoz al yachzer chaim shnayim yishalem. You have to give back the zel b'chayfetz. So it's a gzira sakosu. It's very doichak b'Rashi for four reasons. Then Rashi never mentioned the pasuk. Rashi never mentioned what would be the suffix in Shoyel. We said Rashi stayed close in Psochim Daf Lamed Beis that you could give back Subim. There's no Gzeres HaKosu that you have to give back other the Chayfetz, other money. And also you have the Gemara in Daf Dalet, the Kulam Ovis Nashalem and Meitav. There's no Din Dafka to give back the chayfetz other money. It's nicht das adin. It's nicht emes. So the mele the shvaget and Rashi is asayim the gemara. If she will say tirutzim on the gemara, aber Rashi himself in psachim amid beis shtit klor afilu subim that you can pay back with subim. Shtit klor that you can pay back with subim. That's in the shvaket. So that pshat eichet nicht ken mahalach in Rashi. The third pshat was the Rashbam. Einich anam el pnei Yeshua says that Rashi means it. Aber it's a very big doichak. So nicht mashma zayin Rashi. Yeshua says that Rashi means the Rashbam. The Rashbam Basu says Avada you could pay back Subim. Now the Shaila is the Gabi Pchas Mevele. If the Moshe the Shvorim became worthless from after the time that it broke to the Tashas Tashlumim, so the Nizikim Pchas Mevele and the Nizik. He Pchas Mevele and the Mazik. And that's what the Sugi came to say. Okay, when you pay back, you can pay back Subim. You can pay back the Shvorim. And Rashi is Klor Nishmash Mazay. And Rashi in Bamitzir. And Rashi in Metzia is even more mefurish nish tazay. Because Rashi in Metzia says, Masha'enkim benezokim, you add the money, you take the shvorim, and you go and you buy your new chayfetz. If the whole noisa, alamol you could pay with the shvorim. Alamol you could pay with the shvorim. You don't have to dafka pay money. Just the shaila is, if the shvorim went down in price, p'chas nevele de nizik, p'chas nevele de mazik. Rashi here says, no, Gazdan has to pay money, Masha'enkin Mazik, Rashi says, he will add the money, you will use the Shvorim, and you will go buy a new Chayfetz. So, Memele, all the three Pshotim, Lemaise, Geit Nishtarayin in Rashi. So, if all the three Pshotim, Geit Nishtarayin in Rashi, Salome Mesakim, the Kashas that we have, that we're going to Miyashav Rashi. The Kashas that we have Be'ezim Berch, six Kashas Pshat in Rashi. Stimas Rashi says, Dav Zayin Do Anaye Pshat. As a Sugya, Shmuel is Mechadish Achidus, Ein Shalom Legane VeLegazlen. Achidus from Shmuel from Ein Shalom Legane VeLegazlen. Rashi doesn't explain Gornish why Ein Shalom Legane VeLegazlen. Stimas Rashi. And the same Stimas Rashi is Shver. He doesn't explain what is the Sveikis Klapi Shoyel. Rashi had to explain what is the Sveikis Klapi Shoyel. Very Shver. The first Oris on Rashi. Second Oris on Rashi. It's Mashmah and Rashi here that you can't pay Subim. Rashi and Psochim says that you could pay Subim. Sneer and Rashi, but the Shach Paskins, the Aloch Elefi Rashi, you can't pay Subim. And if you don't have money, you have to... Well, das ist sehr schwer. It's very schwer to learn like this. In Rashi, Psochim, steht klar, that you could pay Subim. It's the third Ore. And the fourth Ore is schwer from the Gemore. And the Gemore of Dalet steht, that Chubel Obis and Shalom in Meitab, steht klar, that Gane V'Gazen is one of the Echol B'Esim, Abbas and Nezikim, you could pay Meitab. The fifth Ore on Rashi was, he brings the wrong Pasuk. He had to say, Gane v'gazlen, you can't pay Subim. Masha'enkin Mazik, you could pay Subim. Why he brings the Pasuk from V'ameisi Eloi? We went yesterday, if the other Pshotim, maybe to Miyashev. But why Rashi brings down V'ameisi Eloi? It's not the right Pasuk. The sixth Kasha was, with Tesis and Mitzi Efrek, what is Megat to this Sugi here? It's Tama Aloch, it's Megat to the Sugi of Meitav. That you cannot pay Meitav, and Gane v'gazlen, you have to pay Dafka money. And the Zokim, you could pay Yoshe L'Rabbe Shevekesef in the Subim. Why is Megat to the Sugi here? This was the sixth Ore. And to add on that Ore, we said that Rashi and Daf Tzadik Dalet by us, he says, V'kadam b'ri l'eil b'sugi d'bailim v'tapnim v'nevele. It's not Megat to the Sugi, b'ailim v'tapnim v'nevele. And the seventh Kasha was the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Daf Tzadik Dalet is Medame to Shinu Koine. The Gemara brings a Raya for Shinu Koine from the Memer from Shmuel. The Fidr Rashbam is very Gishmak. These are Be'etzem, the seven Ores that we have in Rashi. Stimas Rashi, we're Mechalek it to two. What is the Stimas Rashi? A bit of Stimas Rashi. A bit of Shvar, the Stimas Rashi, why Rashi is so isim so much? The Stimas Rashi, why Rashi is so isim so much? In Gantin, Stimas Rashi, it doesn't make sense. Second Kasha is again, that Aloch is Subim, is against Rashi and Psochim, and against the Gemara in Daf Dalet, as steht klar in the Gemara in Daf Dalet, that you could pay Subim. Then the Shverkat Rashi doesn't bring the wrong Pasuk. Then the Shaila is, it's not doime to the Sugi here, the Rashbam's Kasha. And also the Gemara Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara Tzadik Dalet steht nicht das. The Gemara Daf Tzadik Dalet steht klar. That is the Sugi von Shinu. These are the Ores Bedas Rashi. So Reb Nochem wants to come and say a Pshat. And I want to be Madgish. The Pshat that we have to come and say here, Be'avonas HaSugi is, the Pshat that we have to be Maimidon, the Sugi is, that we have to have Shmuel as Mechadish HaChidush from Ein Shomim. As a chidush from Shmuel, ain shomim. Shmuel says a chidush, ain shomim. Legane velegazlen. It's a chidush from Shmuel. And strip shot him. Takon ed rabbonon. Gzeras HaKosuv, Shinui. And Rashi doesn't say Gornish. Reb Nochem, that's a given the Ore. Rashi has to have some halach in the sugya, and there's a two big stimas Rashi. Rashi doesn't say Gornish in the Avon of the sugya. Rashi says him in the sugya there in Gansen. What is the pshat? What's in Ala Ores? This is better than the Koishi. Zog Reb Nochem, the Seder HaDvorim is like this. Avade is no sofik. The Seder HaDvorim, Reb Nochem says he found a Meiri. But it's the loike of the shach, the loike of Ala Poiski. Zog the Meiri b'das Rashi, Avade begane v'gazdem, you could pay subim. Rashi m'sochis, Avade has it. You could pay subim. Zog the Meiri. I stoch a Rashi that you cannot pay subim. Rashi by us state klo that you cannot pay subim. Zog the Meiri, when you have money, you cannot pay subim. This is Aloha Aleph. When you don't have money, Avada, you could pay subim. If you don't have money, Avada, you could pay subim. You don't have kesef and meitav, you pay subim. You don't have to sell them, like the Shach says, and make money and pay back the chayfetz. Yoshiv l'rabi shav kesef afilu subim. What is the sugya by us? When you have money. When you have money, then the halacha is you have to pay money, and you can't pay subim. Shlav aleph. This is the Meiri, the chiddush of the Meiri l'halacha. When you have money, you can't pay money, you have to pay subim. When you have money, you have to pay money, you can't pay subim. You can't pay subim. When you don't have money, then you could pay subim. Be'etzem, this halacha fits. This halacha fits not only by us. Now, Shitas Rashi will have to be like that in the whole sugya of Zion and sugya of Tes. That the Mukiyosi brings down b'shem de Rama. Be'etzem, do you say that Vorim is Rashi and Gittin that Memches and Memtes? Rashi says in Gittin Memches and Memtes that the whole halacha of Meitav, im en loy kesef, then you pay Meitav. Im en loy kesef, then you pay Meitav. Aber im yesh loy kesef, you can't pay Meitav. And the Mukiyosi says also subim, im yesh loy kesef, you can't pay Meitav, you have to pay kesef. Ravun and Daftes also holds O Kesef or Meitav. Only then you could pay Subim. He holds Meitav as a Bazumre Parsha from Meitav. Oh, but be you say that Vorim Rashi holds when you have money, you cannot pay Subim. Meitav Bazumdo Shaile. Oh, but when you have money, you cannot pay Subim. You cannot pay Subim. Calls money, you have money, you cannot pay Subim. You cannot pay Subim. Calls money, you have money, you cannot pay Subim. Nasida Aloche. B'meile. So what does the sugya here say? This is alte aloche. No, this is aloche in ala obis nezikim. And kol esrim v'arba obis nezikim, the aloche is, kol zman, you have money, you cannot pay subim. So what are we going to learn here? Shitas Rashi, when you have money, you have to pay money. When you don't have money, you pay subim. No? So what's in the galev and gazan? So what is tchilas ha-sugya? I mean, but first, this is the chiddush of the Meiri. Kol zman you have money, is no parsha from subim. When you don't have money, is a parsha from subim. And ganav and gazan, and everyone is the zelbezach. Our sugi is when you have money. When you have money, is no yoshiv. When you don't have money, sida yoshiv. Saibe ganav, saibe ganav, saibe gazlan. So what is the sugi? So avos geido the sugi. Avos geido the sugi. The sugi geito zeh. Say, when you have money, you can't pay subim. Sai benezokim, sai beganev, sai begazden, bechol esrim v'arba oves nezikim. Kol zman you have money, you don't pay subim. When you don't have money, you pay subim. So what? Avos gei de sugya. This is where we learned in the Zion, the Ches, the Tes. When you have money, you pay money. When you don't have money, you pay subim. But, there's one but in this ganze halacha. So Moshe, if my shor is mazik someone else's shor, if he has money, I pay money. If he doesn't have money, I pay subim. What would be if my shor was mazik yenem shor, and then the veda is worth 50? How much I have to pay? 150 or 200? My shor was mazik someone else's shor, and then the veda is worth 50. How much I have to pay? We learned the sugya before, 150. And 50, he uses the nevela for a tashlum. But when I have money, I can't pay. But when I have money, I can't pay subim. So how could you use the nevela? What? But there's a klal. That when I have money, I can't pay subim. The teretz is, I can't pay subim. But there's one thing that I could pay. When I have money, I can pay subim. Einich nami. When I have money, I cannot pay subim. Maskim. But the nevele I could use. V'ameisi eloi. I have a let me mesada to be close. I'll be masber. V'ameisi eloi says v'ameisi eloi. And we learn out v'ameisi eloi lanizik. Kodesh Baruch Hu came in the Eli Keterah and said v'ameisi eloi. We're already mochiach not like that. This is the five shiurim we said that the nezek was 200. Time to go over all the 20 guys again that the nezek was 200. So we know that the hezek was 200. So if the hezek was 200 and stayed in teirah ve'ameisi eloi, so stayed that I could use the nevela and pay 50. But stayed ve'ameisi eloi that I could give him the nevela or not? Stayed in teirah ve'ameisi eloi, I pay 150. I mean. But Lemaisa, the Torah says that I'm using the nevela for him. Stay now, Maisi Eloi. Even more from that. The price goes down on his cheshbon. Stay that he uses the nevela for the tashlum. Thus stayed in Vamesi Eloi. Thus stayed in Vamesi Eloi. That he gets the nevela. Ah, you will ask me a shayla why. I could say Stam Gzeres HaKosuf. I could say even more time from Gzeres HaKosuf. Avade, when I go to pay him, I have to pay him money. Only if I don't have money, then I can give him subim. Here, the nevela was really his. The nevela was really his. I was mazikit. So if a zeiv vayt that he has a leftover from the nevela, does state in pasuk that it goes off the cheshbon. Does state in v'meisi eloi. Let. B'meile, I'll be mazikit, I'll be muzba very close. Let. It's got a book of was Mechashim with Mamish till the end Mamish. But let me again, first, thus state in the Sugya. This is the Sugya from Ein Shomim. Zog the Gemara Omar Shmuel. In a Galev and Gazlin, you have to pay money, and you can't pay Subim if you have money. So what if he has the Shvorim? But if he has money, you can't give them. Chutz from Nezokim, that if he has the Nevela, you could give the Nevela. Why? Because state in Pasuk. V'ameisi eloi, zok Rashi, v'ameisi eloi. Rashi is givaldik, Rashi is mazbe l'sugi, k'mo shetzorich. Ein shomim leganev v'legazlin. You don't say by ganev v'gazlin he has the shvorim. We having a kasha yoshiv. This is if he doesn't have money. Meret does, he has money. Aval, if he doesn't have money, what if he doesn't have money? So you take what you have. Meret that a person doesn't have money. The person has money. The chiddush of the sugi is ein shomim leganev v'legazlin. Ein shomim leganev v'legazlin. By ganev v'gazlin, we don't say, make a shuma, and use the 50 and say that he only has to pay 150. These are the words ein shomim. Not ein mishalmim. The fiddle rishonim had to be ein mishalmim b'shvorim. That's the chidush, if he says. There's no din yoshim shom rabbi shom v'kosev b'gazlin. The chidush is not that ein yoshim l'rabbi shom v'kosev b'gazlin. It's not yoshim. Yoshim is alam over, there's no money. Don't meret mishtaf yoshim. We're not speaking when he doesn't have money. He has money. It's not the sugya. The person has money. The aloch is, aber in a mazik is aloche, v'ameisi eloi, v'ashtet in v'ameisi eloi, in v'ameisi eloi shtet that the nevela goes off in the chesh, aber mashenken began and began, there's no pasuk. So this is the gemore. Now, Rashi explains the gemore, why take, when you have money, you don't pay subim? Why? So why here tak is aza aloche that when you have money you cannot give subim? Rashi is masbirit. Because you have to give be'etzem a chayfetz me'ule. A chayfetz me'ule is odo de zel b'chayfetz. Odo when you give money, it's ki'ilu you gave a chayfetz me'ule. That's like Rashi. Ein shom legane v'legane. Midayonim shein shom legane v'legazen. Shimgona because the Bahima Kili Venus ain't shall man available ashvorim lebailim, she yachzik nav pchas, ili shalem behima vekeli meulim, v'ashvorim shaloi. So b'etzem shtei do tzvei chidushim v'vasachas. One chidush is that he has to give money and he can't give subim. Because if he could give subim, typically that he would give the shvorim midin subim. He cannot give subim when he has money. Aber shtei da aggressor chidush. Not only that he cannot give them al subim, also you don't take them off the cheshbon. So Avad Shtei, the Kozman, I have money, I cannot give them Idin Subim, because I have to give money, but they don't go off the Cheshbon. מה שאין גם בנזוק, אם זאת רשי, שתי תבעמי סי אלוי. This is חלק א', this is גלט. מה, כלל בגמורה, שויר לזדוים את הנזוקים, או דוים את הגנה וגזלה. דבר, אז זה חלק אם דגמורה, דגמורה אז גלט. דהיינו, גנה וגזלה don't have the פוסק מבעמי סי אלוי, אבל they don't have the פוסק מבעמי סי אלוי, it's under the obvious נזיקים, maybe we'll have to be mazbo shtikl mur. As the andre ovis mazikim, dir be'etzem, be'mele, you cannot use it as a part of the cheshmen. And mazik, you could use it as a part of the cheshmen. This is shlav alef. Nachar tzachan gut. Zog Reb Nochem, we'll take it one more step weiter. Be'etzem is a starke kasha in all of this shtikl teire. It's givaldik, it's a kegen a gemorin, Yudom Udbeis. The gemorin Yudom Udbeis said that I don't need the posuk from v'ameisi eloi, teipurim, it's a yoshiv l'rabbe, shebekesef, v'afilu sumi. This was the Gemara's kasha. Now you're telling me that from Yoshiv, I would say, Ein Echanami Yoshiv Rabbi Shavakes Afilu Subim, but only when he has money. When he doesn't have money, you could give Subim. As Ve'ameisi Eloi, we're saying, even in a case, that Lu Yitzuya, he has money, or Ve'ameisi Eloi, he could use the Nevele. Subim he cannot give. Kozman, he has money, he cannot give Subim. But Ve'ameisi Eloi says that he could use the Nevele. Ve'ameisi Eloi says that he could use the Nevele. If Ve'ameisi Eloi says that he could use the Nevele. So I need Ve'ameisi Eloi again. If you would tell me Alamol that you could pay with Subim, so I take it don't need Ve'ameisi Eloi. But you're telling me Kozman sido money, he cannot pay with Subim. Kozman, he has money, you cannot pay with Subim. So why here you could pay with Subim? Ve'ameisi Eloi. Mashayin kin gane v'gazden se andosh. So why are you asking me that I don't need a pasuk from Ve'ameisi Eloi? Why are you saying that you don't need a pasuk from Ve'ameisi Eloi? I need a pasuk from Ve'ameisi Eloi. Who asks this kasha? The Rosh. The Rosh asks this kasha. The Rosh asked in the Testament in Yudomud Beis, the Rosh said, he wrote down the Shittas that when you have money, you cannot pay Subim. When a friend like the Rosh, how you could say that when you have money, you cannot pay Subim? So why the Gemara says, Yoshiv l'rabbe shav kesef afilu Subim, teipukim mitzad Yoshiv, the Gemara in Yudomud Beis, Frek the Rosh, I need a pasuk when you have money that I could pay the nevela. This was the Rosh's kasha. The Rosh brought a raya in the Suya from Meitav. The Rosh says, it's stated in our Gemara, that the Gemara asks a kasha, that teipuk lemitzad, lerabbe shav kesef afilu subim, the Gemara says, I don't need a posuk from Ve'ameisi Eloi. Frek the Rosh, why the Gemara says, I don't need a posuk? If I will learn out from Yoshiv, when he has money, he has to give money, and he cannot give subim. This is what the Rosh's kasha was in Yudamud Beis. How the Gemara asked the kasha? Omar Rav Kahane Rav at the time because of Rachmon Ve'ameisi Eloi. Olav Ochav Ve'ne Demazik U'Ashtei Isli Dei Kama Treifis Yoiv Lei Domar Mar Yoshiv Le Rabbe Shove Kesef Ve'afilu Subim Didei Miboye. So the Rosh Bona Raya from here that even when you have money you could give Subim, because Lui Yitzu, when you have money you cannot give Subim, you need a pasuk from Ve'ameisi Eloi. So we answered Pshat in the Rosh, we answered that Shita, we sat down, we brought down the Talmud, Rabbeinu Tam brings down this kasha. This is the Raya from Rabbeinu Tam. And we answered that Ein Echanami, when I have money, I cannot pay Subim. But here, I don't need a pasuk from Ve'ameisi Eloi. I colluded Misvore. Why? Vay Lu Yitzur, he doesn't have money. You could give Subim. Vay Lu Yitzur, he doesn't have money. You could give Subim. So Subim is called money. Vay Subim is called money. So B'meile, if he has Subim, I don't have to give him another 200. Again, what was the cheshbon? The Gemara asked the kasha, why I need a pasuk of Ve'ameisi Eloi? Typically, what do you tell me without that I can't give the nevele? Ba'ali metaplim b'nevele, typically mitzad Yoshiv, frek de rosh is an afkemine. Laman de omer, when you have money, you cannot give subim. So mitzad Yoshiv, I have to give money. Or mitzad Ve'ameisi Eloi, I could give the nevele. So we saw Rabbeinu Tam said, Tirutzim, the Pasuk is talking that he has money, he doesn't have money. This was the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam that we saw. But we answered from Rabbi Nochem, from Rabbi Shimon, from Ale, that the answer was very poshut. If lo yitzur, you never could give subim. So you only have to give money. So the kasha is a very stark kasha. So why? I need a pasuk of Amesi Eloi? But if we tell me like this, when the person doesn't have money, you could give subim. So subim is called money. Subim is called money. If subim is called money, so you write Einech Hanami, when I have money, I have to give money and I can't give subim. But while subim is called that he has money, so the mele, afazei vai that he has the nevele, so the mele is considered that he has money already. So the mele, I don't have to give him another 200, it's enough to give him 150. This was the hesman of the Gemara here. On them, Mechad Mishkem Breir. Again, what do you want? They say that the Hezek is 150? We're not learning that the Hezek is 150. So the kasha, the Rosh bought a raya that you could pay subin, because if not, how the Gemara asks the kasha, why I need v'amesi aloi, tapele that it says yoshiv. If lu yitzir at yoshiv, it's only when he doesn't have money, so how the Gemara says I don't need v'amesi aloi, the answer is, even the halacha is that when I have money, I cannot pay subin, or the vile, when I don't have money, I could pay subim. So if he has subim, it's considered already that he has a tashlum. So now when he has subim, it's already considered that he has a tashlum. So if it's considered that he has a tashlum, so even when I have money, afazei vai that it's his nevele, nevele di day, so while he has the nevele, the melem chai gavne, it's enough to pay 150. This was the svar to answer the Rosh. Klo? No, that's what we said. We don't need that meisi eloi. This was the cheshbon we said in Yudam and Beis. This was the cheshbon. This was the Rosh's kasha. Without v'amesi eloi, I would have to give money. Zogin de'achroinim, no. Val subim is money b'di'evet. So b'meila afazei vayt that he has the nevele, it's not considered that he's missing 200, and b'meila it's a tashlum meil of 50, and I only have to give 150. I'm only chazing b'k'tzor, what we said about Chovin of Yudam and Beis. If you didn't ask it for a week, you can't ask now. You cannot ask now what we said a week ago on a few domud beis. Not sure. We made a cheshbon that's mukhach in the Gemara nishtazei. We have a choch in the Gemara in a few domud beis that yoshiv is enough. Shteit in Gemara, but you don't. The Gemara shteit nishtazei that you don't need v'ameisi eloi. The Gemara says you don't need v'ameisi eloi. Again. The shaila from Pchas, but that he could use the nevele for a tashlum, the state in the Gemara in Yudamud Beis. Say that, I'm only speaking of that. Say that, the vile state that I could use the nevele for a tashlum, state in Yudamud Beis, I could learn out from Yoshev and I don't need v'amesi eloi. I'm not asking the chiddush v'amesi eloi, I'm asking if I could use the nevele for a tashlum, state in the Gemara in Yudamud Beis, without v'amesi eloi, I could use the nevele for a tashlum. Even though normally I cannot pay neveles, normally I cannot pay subim. Here I could use it for a tashlum. Now if I have money, I cannot give nevelis. I have to give dafka money. If I have money, I have to give dafka money. I cannot give nevelis. Dasi da aloche. But even so, that nevele herself, that this is his nevele, I could use it for a tashlum. Loshon HaGemara is, didei miboye. So didei miboye means, even if normal, I have to give money, and I cannot give this. Even if normal, I could give money, and I cannot give nevelis. His own nevela I could give. The Rosh understand that in the kasha that I only could give that his own nevela from the pasuk from v'amesi eloi. Zog the Rosh, I have a raya nishtazei, because the Gemara states that I don't need v'amesi eloi. I could learn it out from Yoshiv. So the Rosh taker was choilik and this whole shtikul teire that when you have money, you cannot give subim because on them he doesn't have pshat in the Gemara. Not a tam in Rabbeinu Tam, bottom down, the kashim in Rabbeinu Tam. So the answer that we said then was that ein echanami. The halacha is when you have money, you cannot give subim. Das is shitas Rashi. When you have money, you have to pay money. You cannot pay subim. But that nevela you could pay even without v'amesi eloi. What is the cheshbon? Well, if lo yitzir, the halacha would be that even when I don't have money, I cannot pay subim. So nevela is bichlal nishken tashlum. While when I don't have money, I could pay it. So nevela be'elim is called that he has money. So what is the cheshbon? Why when I was mazik him, he's left with money. If he's left with money, I don't have a mechayev more from 150. That's the given the cheshbon. I'm saying word by word like I said it then. Mechanic is playing a mail from them. What? What is? So what? So I'm not saying it then. But the ma'aseh the aloha is, the Gemara says, I don't need that ma'aseh aloi. I could use it for a payment. Fashteinish. The aloha is, I cannot use money for a payment. When I can't use sumim for a payment when I have money. In Yoshiv state in the Gemara, even without the ma'aseh aloi, I could use this nevela for a payment. State in the Gemara that I could use it, yes or no? I could use it. How much I have to pay? 150 or 200? I'm asking how much I have to pay. I'm not asking why. I have to pay 150 or 200. That's what you state in the Gemara. I have to pay. Lo meshane why? State in the Gemara with Avva Meisi Eloi. I don't need to pay 200. I'm meshane why? So the Meis it's used. The Gemara says nishta zay that even the Avva Meisi Eloi I would figure it out. The Gemara said I could learn it out from Yoshiv. No, Yoshiv, I cannot pay. Yoshiv, I cannot pay because I aloch when I have money, I cannot give subim. There's no lomdus in that. This is the Rosh's kasha. As payment, I never could use it as a payment. Because Yoshiv state that I cannot use something for a payment. When I have money, I cannot use subim for a payment. This is the Rosh's raya from the Gemara. So the answer is that I'm not using it for a payment, it's me'elov. Lo yitzur, I'm using it, I cannot use it because I cannot learn it out from Yoshiv. Frek Reb Nochem, aber azei is very schwer. Segane vegazlen, even if they don't have a Macy Eloi, but I could use the Shvorim for the payment. I could use the Shvorim for a payment. We lost the hope shot in the Sugya. Let me to use it for the payment. You're telling me now that even without the Amesi Eloi, I could use it for the payment. For the later payment, early payment, I could use it. If I could use it for the payment, without the Amesi Eloi, I could use it for a payment. So what? What Gzeres HaKosu? We're going to finish Rashi's Gzeres HaKosu. Not sure. If we're saying now that even without the Amesi Eloi, we could use the Nevela for the Tashlumim. So the Mele Kum Tzorik de Kashe, what is the Pshat? Ain't showing Legana Velegazlin. What is the Pshat? What is the pshat? Ain't showing legane velegazlin. What I need in showing legane velegazlin? Why we ain't showing legane velegazlin? We said ain't a chanami. Avada yoshiv l'rabbi shav kesa afilu subim is even by a ganev. But when I have money, I can't pay the nevela. I have a mazik also. When I have money, I can't pay. But the nevela herself is anders v'amesi eloi. Now we're mazber in yudum mutbeis that to use the nevela herself for a tashlum. I don't need Vamesi Eloi. The state in the Gemara, Tepulim is on Yoshiv. Yoshiv state also in the Ganev and Gazlin. So why in Shomim Le Ganev and Le Gazlin? The whole Torah, why it doesn't go? What are we answering? Why in Shomim Le Ganev and Le Gazlin? Because Be'etzim I have to give money and I can't give Subim. Why in Nezokim I could? Not because, also in Nezokim the same Alochim when I have money I can't give Subim. But I could use the same Be'eme because we learned from Vamesi Eloi. We asked the Kash and Yudum would base the Gemara state that even without Vamesi Eloi from Yoshiv I could use the same Nevele for a Tashlum. Did they be boyas? They state in the Gemara that his own nevele I could use. If state that his own nevele I could use for the tashlum, so why in Shomim LeGanev VeLeGazlin? You're right that Ganev VeGazlin don't have a posuk. VeAmesi Eloi, but I don't need a posuk from VeAmesi Eloi. What? Zei Frek Reb Nochem. Zog Reb Nochem, we just have to go one more step weiter. The answer is Ein Echanami. What we ask? The aloch is when I have money, I can use the nevela for a tashlum. I can use subim. I only could use money. But, as a parsha in the sugi by us, avada, when I don't have money, I could pay with subim. But when I have money, I cannot pay subim. So our sugi was not handling the aloch of subim, the aloch of yoshiv. Why our sugya was not handling the aloha of Yashiv? Yashiv, we know Alamo. Yashiv, we know Alamo. We know Yashiv. We know that Yashiv. Above us, Yashiv is when I don't have money. When I have money, what helps Yashiv? Mashenki ben Azokim, I'm not planning to pay with Nevelis, Midin, Subim. I'm paying Midin the day that it goes off the Cheshbon. Yeah, this is the whole thing that goes off the Cheshbon. Mamela have a Macy Eloy. Mashenki ben Gazan, they don't have that shtickle. They don't have the pasuk for a Macy Eloy. Oh, but now we said in Yudamud Beis, that even without Van of Macy Eloy, als Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shavakesim afilu Subim, stayed in the Gemara, that I could use the Nevelis for the Tashu. That's the whole Cheshbon. The Gemara says, V'tepuk limitan Yoshiv. So the Gemara wanted to learn out from Yashiv that even with Avraham Meisi Eloi, that I could use this Nevele for a Tashlum, even the normal I cannot use Subim, but the own Nevele I could use for a Subim. Because we said it goes off in the Cheshbon. So Gana V'Gazlin, Eina Chanami, they don't have Avraham Meisi Eloi, but I could use the own Nevele for a Tashlum. Zogrib Nochem, one more Hoysofer. You've seen Hoysof Dalet, this is the last Hoysofer in the brackets. The whole Cheshbon fell off. Just one more step. Why I could use the Nevele for a Tashlum? Why I could use the Nevele for a Tashlum? What is the Hezbosh? What is the Hezbosh? Why I could use the Nevele for a Tashlum? What is the Lombus? I have to give money. I have to give money. So why I could use the Nevele for a Tashlum? What? No, money is, I can give Subim. Why is it like Yoshiv I cannot give, when I have money I can't use Yoshiv. So why the own Nevele I could use? What is that? What? Because it's Koibush. Why is Koibush the Nizek? But Avraham Meisi Eloi, Nochamol. The Pasuk would not say Avraham Meisi Eloi. You're going with Avraham Meisi Eloi? We're going before Avraham Meisi Eloi. The Gemara stated that I could use it for the Tashlum before Avraham Meisi Eloi or not. Stated the Gemara, I could use it or I cannot use it. Shtating more I could. Tepuk limits and Yoshiv. Shtating more I could use it for the Tashlum. Even that normally I cannot use Nevelis, I could use it as for Yoshiv. They shtating more. Tepuk limits and Yoshiv. It's not my duke, the Rosh and Tam and Rabbeinu Tam. Shtating the Gemara that I could, even that normal, I cannot use Nevelis for a Tashlum, here I could use it for a Tashlum. They shtating the Gemara. So why in Gazan I can't use it for a Tashlum? What is the difference? What? What? The Teretz is very poshut. The Gemara says the Loshon, why I could give it back? Didi-day, it's his. Oh, but Ganav is going to be Shinui. Ganav is going to be Shinui. If the Ganav doesn't want to give it back, say the Shver Rambam, he doesn't have to give it back. Ganav is going to be Shinui. He doesn't have to give it back. Shver Rambam, it's his. Mazi, is not his. He can't take it, it's not his b'chlo. I break your window, I can take your house. I break your window, I can take your house. Well, when I steal a chayfet, I don't have to give it back to you. That's not loch. God is going to be shinui. What? No. The mele, Ganav and Gazan is not the day. Ganav and Gazan is not the day. Stamp to pay? When I have money, I can't pay nevelis. I could give you the nevelim and din stam subim, nishto azah aloche. Stam nevelis, I can't pay you. The only way to pay you is not midin stam neveles. It's midin the day. The day by Ganav and Gazan is not the day. Because you're koine b'shinui. Does the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Dalet? You could say in Ander Nusach, stam I was koine it. Bemele by Ganav and Gazan he was koine it. So bemele, the shvorim are his. He can use it for a payment. By Mazik, he's not using it for a payment. It's ke'ilu, he was never Mazik it. I thought the Hezek is 200. But Vali has a 50, it goes off the Cheshbon. This is the Glatip Shat in the Sugya. It's the Glatip Shat in the Sugya. Mele Rashi doesn't have to write Gonisht. Rashi doesn't have to write Gonisht. Rashi Posh explains the Gemara Kepshutoi. Ganev Ein Shomim LeGanev VeLeGazlin. Ein Shomim LeGanev VeLeGazlin. There's no reason to be Shomim LeGanev VeLeGazlin. It's Glat. You can't pay, when you have money, you can't pay Subim. I think Stam, to be mad in the Reb Nochem, I can't pay Subim. When I have money, I can't pay Subim. To use the Nevele, I can't, it's his. So, gosh, it's a matter of the Dayonim, did I say glad? So Mele, the Meister steht in the Meister, then the Meister, then the Vele is his. So Mele, he could use the Vele. What? No, I meant to say. Rashi says, Minagadayoni, we said Rashi said it because the Hemshecha Gemore. But Rashi explains, there's nothing more to Darshan. It's a Cheshman, one and one. It's not the Pshat, it's Epis Achidush here. It's not Drosha. It's Pashat. Alek Loli, was Migilarent eats there. If you learned good, before you start Ketzel regularly, finish what you learned in the first Perek, you make a Cheshman. I learned Meitav, I learned Kesef, I learned the Aloha is that you koine. So, Bemele, I can use the Nevele. It's very glad. The Cheshman is very Pashat. Other Rashi is Etzem Sachta, he took it, he's coined it. We'll explain in a second. What is the Kinyan exactly? That's what he does. What? Das is Shittas Rashi. I think it's very glad. Lamez and the Tesfus. Now, Tesfus, we have to Magdi McLean Agdomen. Tesfus could never learn like Rashi. Why? Val Shittas a Tesfus, Mefurash of Metzia Tzadik Beis, and in more places, that even when you have money, you could pay with Tzubim. Shittas a Tesfus is even when you have money, this is Rabbeinu Tam, that even when you have money, you could pay with Tzubim. Shittas a Tesfus is that even when you have money, you could pay with Tzubim. So he has a kasha. Ain't showing legana velegazan. Why? It's not his. Say but I could give you nevelis. I could give you the nevelim within subim. You can't say she could tell you, when I have money, I can't give subim. Taisus holds even when I have money, I could give subim. So while even when I have money, I could give subim. Does the shita satayisus? So Val Shita Sateis, that even when I have money, I could give Subim. B'meile, Val, even when I have money, I could give Subim. If Dosti Lemaiz, the Shita Sateis was, Sateis had Shver, why ain't Shomim Legale Velegazlim? You're right. He has money, no, so why he can't give the Nevele? So you have to find a different reason why he can't give the Nevele. Lefi Rashi, he can give the Nevele because he has money. Dosti Da'aloch, he can give the Nevele because he has money. I give the Nevele Midin that it's a payment, and Ganav is Nishkin payment, because he was coined it. Mashenkin be Mazik, he was not coined it. So the Gemara is glad. But if it is, forget about that he was not coined it. He could use the Nevele and pay with the Nevele Midin Tashlumi. The Mele Taste had to say a Nupshat. What is the Nupshat? Pirash HaKuntres, Lomis and Tesis. Ein Shoim HaNevele VeHashvorim LeBailim, SheYachzir HaGanav HaPchas, Elo Yishalem Behim Mashleimo VeKeilim Meulim, והשבורים שלו, ואף על גב דקיים לנו יושב לרבי יושב וכסף ככסף, and Tesis doesn't hold from the terrace, and when he has money, you can't pay Subim. So for Tesis, let him to pay back with an avail him, he didn't Subim. וגנב וגזלן שייני, שום דכסיב אשר גוזל כאין שגוזל, הלכך צורך להחיר הגזי להודומהו ולא יסובים. חין משה בירושלמי מנעין שאין שום לי לגנב לי לגזלן, אומר רבה במרמה מלחיים שניים ישלם ולא ימייסים. עד כגון גנאי וגזי למיניים, אומר רבה בממל והישיב הגזי לאשר גוזר. כאשר גוזר. So Tesis, זה גזירס הקוסו. אין שום לגנב ולגזן, זה גזירס הקוסו, you have to give back the חיפץ, and you cannot give back סובים. גזירס הקוסו. Till here it's glad. Tesis goes weiter, והיינו תאים את הגנב וגזלן, קונו מיד כשהציעו משוס הביילים. אבל מזיק לא נסחייה ולא כמו שהיזיק. ואין תאים עם הנאום, הרף לשואל, קיים את החי באונצים, נמצא שקונו משעה שיצים מיד הביילים, ואדום ונסחי כמו גנב וגזלן. פרקט רב קיבי היגר, טייסה סד, the reason you cannot pay back the Nevele, the reason you cannot pay back the Nevele, טייסה סד very clear, the reason is, because it's הגזרס הקושוב, אשר גוזל, כאין שגוזל יחזיר. חיים שניים ישלם, this is the גזרס הקושוב. This is the גזרס הקושוב. This is the גזרס הקושוב. So if this is the גזרס הקושוב, that you have to give back Shnayim Chaim Yishalem. So what Tesis has to be Mamshich? V'haynu Taime. What is V'haynu Taime? You said Pshat already. The reason you cannot pay back Subim is Exeris HaKosuv and Gana VeGazlin, Asher Gozal, you have to give back Dafka HaChefetz, and you cannot give back Subim. And you cannot give back Subim. It's Exeris HaKosuv. If it's Exeris HaKosuv, what do you have to say? Vayinu time? Azei Frek Tab Kiveig. So, Be'ashkofa Rishoino, for sure, what Taisus is coming to say? Nachoinim explained. Taisus had a problem. If it's Exeris HaKosuv, so why Shoyal will be Bichlad Exeris HaKosuv from Ganav HaGazlin? Merchateis Shoyal will be Bichlad Exeris HaKosuv from Ganav HaGazlin. How Shoyal? Why Shoyal will be Bichlad Exeris HaKosuv from Ganav HaGazlin? So Bemele, Taisus had to say, a time of the Kro. Is it a time of the Kro? Aber es ist Exeris HaKosuv, aber es ist a time of the Kro. And that time of the Kro, a rein Zetz, mehr Geschmack, also in Shoyal. So let me try in a minute. So what is the time of the Kroh? So what will be the time of the Kroh? So this is Medrash Pliya. What is the time of the Kroh? Ganav HaGazlin, they were coined the whole Chayfetz. Moshe Enkin Mazik, he was not coined the whole Chayfetz. He was only Mazik 150. Let me show you about the Nuschos, you will say. Shaila, so what? I'm asking a different Shaila. Let him to pay back the Nevelim Medin Yoshiv. Remember what is Tesis Kashi? Lefi Rashi, we're not paying back the Nevelim Medin Yoshiv. Yoshiv doesn't work. When I have money, is no Yoshiv. The only shaila is, use the Nevela that the payment didn't start, I don't owe him. So you tell me, by Ganav HaGazlin, it's mine, I can't use it. By Mazik, it's not mine, I could use it. But if he tastes the kasha was, tepugli mitzad Yoshiv. Everything is mine, I could pay you with a piece of straw, I could pay you a piece of stender, give you the Nevela, that's a tashmum. That's the Gemara's kasha. No, zog the Gemara, b'shoyas inishtaze. B'shoyas inishtaze. No, why? Maganav HaGazlin, Gzeres HaKosuv. I can't do it. Only Rabbi Subim is only in Mazik. Ganav HaGazlin, not. Masha Enkin Shoyal. Teis had very shvel. What is the Tzushta of the Shoyal? So Teis goes the Gantish to Kulteir. Ganav HaGazlin, he was Koine the Chayfetz. Shoyal was not Koine the Chayfetz. So what? So what? There's no Hezbo. There's no Hezbo. There's no Hezbo here. There's no Havana in it. Then if Taisus would learn like Rashi, then Be'etzem I can't pay Subim. I'm trying to pay the Nevela Midin, then it's already, it goes off in the Cheshbon. So I hear, Begane V'Gazden, it was mine, I can't take it off in the Cheshbon. Mazik it is, I could take off. But if it Taisus, the Iker Noisa was, why I can't pay it Midin Subim? Doesn't give me the ganze kasha. Why I can't pay it Midin Subim? So if the kasha was why I can't pay it midin subim, doesn't give them the ganze kasha why I can't pay it midin subim. So I hear. Taisus answer gzeres hakosuv. Gzeres hakosuv asher gozal you can't pay subim. Taisus like ask the kasha bas midav dalet we have to answer bas midav dalet shleit meitav you can't pay subim gzeres hakosuv you cannot pay subim you only could pay money by ganav HaGazlin. Gzeres hakosuv. Now you have sure what are the two steps to show you. So Taisus I have a time of the call. The time of the call doesn't explain gonish. Zog the Stipler, Libi Oimerli, that this thesis is missing a piece. Lemaise, the Stipler said it on his own. Lemaise, we zoicha today, we have the Ozarua, Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Peretz. Shteit klor in all of these thesis him, that behind the time here, Taisus doesn't explain if he has Pshat, what is the Pshat in the Suffolk of the Gemara and Shoyal. Taisus here, Ki'ilu brings down the Rashbam, the Ozarua, and Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Peretz, is brought down the Rashbam, and it's a Hemshech to the Rashbam. The Rashbam learned Pshat in the Sugya, a third Mahalach in the Sugya. Gazlin also could pay Subim. It's not the Noisa in the Sugya. The Noisa in the Sugya is Pchas Nevele. From when is the Tashlum? So in Mazik we say, Mishas HaHezek Be'etz, and the Tashlum is already Bishas by the Nizak. Those statements in the Amesi Eloi. By Gazlin, Val, the Maise, the Ganav, the Zeich, and the Chayfetz. So Be'etz, the Shvorim belong to the Mazik. Avani could use it for a payment. When he comes to pay with it, then is the time to measure how much it's worth. So made by Ganav HaGazlin, if it went down in the meantime, it's the hefzad of the mazik. He could use it for a payment. When he goes and he pays. Mashengim and Ezokim, we have a drosha from Vameisi Eloi. Misvore, we also thought it's only then. Of a Vameisi Eloi state that in mazik, from the beginning the mazik is koine. Vameile, pchas nevele, the nizak. Azei lang the Rashba. Azei lang the Rashba. And them zok the tasefes. The Hainu Taime, Lefid Rashbam, is Gishmak the Hemshech of Shoyal. The third taste that it's a gzerasa kosuf. Taken nishta ze gishmak. What is the hemshach of shoyer? Taste brings out. Abel Rashba. Basically, it goes like this. Taste as a kasha. Why you cannot pay back? Yoshiv l'rabbi shol fakesa afilu subim. The tzad of takon of the rabbanon taste nishgicholim. So taste brings down gzerasa kosuf. Lefi them the hemshach of shoyer will be very shver. Zog taste with. But the Rashba has a different pshat. Pchas. The Rashbam has a pshat, avada, you could pay back with subim. And if you want, even by Gan of the Gazan, to use the Nevela and pay back, avada, you could pay back with the pchas. Avada, you could pay back. Oh, but what would be if it went down in price? This is the shaila. By Gan of the Gazlan, when it goes down in price, it's the Necheshman of the Gan of the Gazlan. Avada, you could pay it midin subim. Oh, but when he goes and he pays, then is the time that is considered that he's paying midin subim. Then is considered that he's paying midin subim. Masha'en kein. Masha'en kein. Mazik. Is a gzeras hakosim v'ameisi eloi. The chiddush of v'ameisi eloi by a mazik is. The chiddush of v'ameisi eloi by a mazik is that b'shas the hezek, it's already ki'ilu, the payment was done. So b'chas nevele, the nizak. V'haynu taim ezok teisus. Now, mazbut to you, what is the hemshach in shoyel? What is the hemshach in shoyel? So teisus, in Ganev, he gazlev, he was koinet. The Meile, the Pchas is on the Mazik, and the Gazlin. Because Be'etzem, the Shvorim belonged to the Gazlin. He was Koine B'Shinui. Mashenke, B'Mazik, he was not Koine. B'Meile, it's not Stam Gzeras HaKosu B'Mazik, and not Gzeras HaKosu B'Ganev V'Gazlin. The Chilik is, it's not Por Aduma only B'Mazik. B'Ganev V'Gazlin, while he was Koine the Chayfetz, B'Meile, the Shvorim are his. B'Meile, when he is a Pchas, it's on the Cheshman of the Ganev and the Gazlin. Mashengim b'mazik that he was not going to the shvarim as the cheshvan as the nizek. Doesn't he get an exeris hakosuf? B'meila, the Gemara wants the medamit to shoyel. What is the tzushel to medamit to shoyel? It says, tunus choyes be'etzem. In the Lashon of Tesis and Mitzias Mashma, that the reason Ganev Gazlan cannot use it is because he was mamish koine b'shinui. The shvarim belonged to him b'shinui. He was koine b'shinui. So what was the suffix in shoyel? We'll have to learn that Tesis will learn that shoyel is also koine b'shinui. Big chiddush, something breaks by a shoyel, he's koine b'shinui. And Anders Zogin, that this is the pshat and thesis by a koine, is naf nun vav amud beis. Thesis says that shoyel is not koine b'shinui, ki de krav kahane v'ravasi, she'ein shomim l'shoyel. She shomim l'shoyel. And nun vav amud beis is mamas chum pshita. Thesis says, v'shoyel ein a koine b'shinui, da'af l'shoyel shomim, he could pay back with the shvorim. It's a right that he's not koine the shvorim. And our Taisus Taisus never said the vote of Shinui Koine and Shinui Eina Koine. It's mashma and the revolt. That we're not handling the sugi mitzad Shinui Koine or mitzad Shinui Eina Koine. It's a different lomdus. Ganev v'Gazlan, he took the whole chayfetz to himself. So now the shvorim are by him. I will say it in a better nusach. I heard once a nusach, I think, of Nochem. He said, he also stole the shvorim. When he has to pay back the shvorim. Everything he stole. So Kozman, he doesn't pay back. We get these shvorim as this. And that is also a Ganev v'Gazlan. Yeah, no, he was mazik the whole thing, but he doesn't own it. The shvorim he never owned. So Meli Yenem has the shvorim, so he has the payment. Again, I took the whole chavis to myself. Even the shvorim I took. Not only the shorchai I took. I took the shorchai, the bosel, the gidim, the atzomis, everything is by me. So everything is by me. I want to use it for a payment. Kozman, I didn't pay with it. It's not a payment. Shoyel also. Kol anoy shaloy. The whole chayfetz is his. What? The guy was not mazik. He was gozel the whole chayfetz. He's a gazlan. Yes, kinyan exale. B'yush b'shini reshus yer b'koynes. Kinyan exale. So what is kinyan exale? He has to make a hashove. Kozman, he doesn't make a hashove. The man is considered b'didei ifchas. B'didei ifchas. Masha'enken, mazik, fakel, b'shus ha-mazik. Kler de gemore, shoyel. Lemi shoyel doime? Shoyel doime le-mazik, or shoyel doime le-ganev? Those are the suffix from the gemore. But if we don't want to learn like that, so we need no hapshat. How to learn tesis? If we don't want to learn that this tesis is going in the Rashbam, the pashas, our tesis is mashma, that it's a hemshech. We have to find noch a hezber, how to be masbir, and be'etzem, it's not only how to be masbir the Loshon HaTesfis, not how to be masbir the Loshon HaTesfis, it's also to be masbir how Tesis by us will learn taki the Hemshech HaSofek Ligabi Shoyel. We have to have a Hemshech HaGemore Ligabi Shoyel. This is the Hemshech. Lemaise, the richtige Weg was be'etzem to be mamshich at least this sugya for two more days, Reb Chaim and Rambam. We didn't start even the sugya yet. Finish the tesisim. But mitzad sheni, there's an inyan that the whole besmedrash, at least Rubi de Minkar, will start keitzad haregel to make a aschole together. So ich betak et drei zachen. First, we're starting a new perek. And Kelim was a seder for 5 minutes. Everyone would come from the dorm to the Bismedrash, 5 minutes, and then they would go back. They spent like an hour to do that seder. So they asked the Altami Kelim, 5 minutes, you know, it's not worth it. The Bochim can't sleep in the middle of the night, they have to get up. It spoils the whole night, then they have terutzim, they're tired, the chula, yeah. He said, the chinuch is, what a bachur is, a person has to melamed himself that he could learn for 5 minutes. When a person teaches himself that he could learn for 5 minutes, with the years he'll become Adam Gadol. A person that cannot teach himself that limud would never become Adam Gadol. So there's no point to say, let him to learn later and not to come in the middle of the night. If that chinuch that he will learn, that he could learn for 5 minutes, will turn and take asach gdei lo'ilim yikum en aroitz. We have Baruch Hashem, more from almost 3.5 weeks till the end of Zman. And we're starting in Perakets and Aregel. And when Afmachan Aschole, Mamashtak Aschole is man, I think Elul, the Gansas man, is 5 weeks. It's Kimada Gansa Elul. Kimada Gansa Elul. Kimada Gansa Elul. So what we have to do is, Zog Nochamol, to do a Gansa Aschole and Nichbet Take. First couple Gdorim. First, I'm asking Take from tomorrow. We spoke before that this door will be closed. I think there's enough places now. The Ganze answered there was not enough places inside. I think Baruch Hashem doesn't apply now. Okay, the people that are not here, it's good that they're not here. Yeah. Okay, we wanted them not to be here from the beginning. But it's, yeah. Salam Shana. Because the Hershey Zachem, I asked Taka to come in time. I want to start Shir 12:05 to start already. Now that people walk in 12:15, Ich bet Taka, that we could start. Seder, Ich bet Taka is a bit later the Rabbim. And I bet Taka that Seder is 9 o'clock, the latest 9:15. It's Taka Ashchose that people come later. So Ashchose, Samachta bit later, and Ich bet Taka, it's Nish Girech. Cipher themselves, Cipher the Acherim, Cipher night Seder, not to leave before 11 o'clock. There's no reason. There's no reason for a person. A person is tired, in 3 more weeks he could sleep in Azmanim. Yeah? And then middle of Zman, a guy's kid, you know, he will overdo it. Middle of Zman, he will not manage. Now, it's 3.5 weeks, and Ichbet Takeh, mit der ganze Starkheit, Ishle Reu, Yemar Chazak, und Be'ezus Hashem, und haben Siyata Dishmai.